This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning. Waking up on a Tuesday. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa has had house guests in and out of her house for the past couple of weeks or so. Who's been visiting you?
So a couple of weeks ago, we had Bryce's older brother and his wife. They were here for like 5 days, their first time in Cleveland. And then this past weekend, his dad and his dad's wife. Okay. They were both here.
And they all stayed at the house?
No. So his brother and sister-in-law, I guess, they stayed with us, but dad and stepmom did not.
They wanted a hotel.
Yeah, they got a hotel. They're like, we're not dealing with you crazy kids and your cats.
So I'm always curious when someone has house guests from out of town, what do you do to show them Cleveland, to show them the town? Like, what kind of, I don't want to say touristy things, but what kind of things do you do to show them a good time? Like, places you go, things like that.
I mean, I definitely try to cater it based on my guest, based on their likes and dislikes. but this past weekend, we actually did do a very touristy thing. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I haven't been to in, like, easily a decade.
Okay. Well, let's get to that. How was your Rock Hall trip? And then we can talk about that specifically.
The Rock Hall was really cool. Yeah? I hadn't been there in, I mean, at least since 2016, since before I moved. And, I mean, most of the exhibits are different. Some of them, like the legends and stuff, are all the same. But it was cool to see the SNL exhibit. That one was really awesome. There was a Women in Rock exhibit that I really liked. But, yeah, it was fun.
How long did you spend there?
We were there a good maybe like 3 hours.
That's a good time.
Yeah, we took our time for sure.
I'm trying to think the last time I went to the Rock Hall. It's been a long time. It's got to be like 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Like 2000, 2001, something like that. The only time that I've ever been there. And I want to say I went by myself.
You went by yourself?
Yeah. Is that odd?
That's kind of weird.
Is it?
I'm not judging you. I'm more so surprised that nobody wanted to go with you.
I'm pretty sure I was in between relationships and okay. Kind of like looking for things to do to entertain myself.
Okay. That's
and
fair.
I don't know. Maybe my friends were too cheap at the time. I'm not sure.
That's possible.
I remember having a nice time. I'm sure there's a lot of things that are updated
Rock
Hall in 25 years. I should probably go back to see things.
I mean, there was a lot that had been updated since the last time that I was there. And I went very shortly before I moved about 10 years ago. So, and it was all different from what I remember. So I can only imagine how much different it is from what you remember.
Yeah. Yeah, the SNL thing seems cool. Like, I would imagine that's an exhibit based on the musical guests that have been on SNL in 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was mostly the musical guests. But they had like this, they had like a mock stage from Saturday Night Live, which was really cool. You could get up there and like take your picture, and that was really neat.
All right. Very good. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. We've got good vibes on the way. The group chat a little bit later on. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's all right here. Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, real quick, do you want me to tell you why I willingly spent the night in my car?
Yes.
So this had to have been late 90s.
Okay.
I was in between college and moving into my first apartment in Lakewood. So I was already working at Q104.
Okay. Round one of working here back in your early 20s.
Right. So working in Cleveland, but not really having a place to live. So I think I was waiting like a couple weeks until my apartment was ready. So my friend Kevin let me crash on his couch for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine. He was very gracious to do that. And he really only had one request. Please return home in a decent hour because I want to go to sleep. I want to go to bed. So I think one Saturday night he said, can you please be in the house by midnight? And that night I had a date.
Oh, no.
And so I'm out with this girl and I'm having such a great time and I realize it's getting close to midnight. And I'm like, do I end this date now?
He's like Cinderella. He has to get home before he turns into a pumpkin.
Yeah. So I made the choice to continue the date.
Mm.
And so I'm out with this girl until like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And my friend Kevin, he was living in Lakewood at the time on Bunce Road. And I park on Bunce and I'm like, I can't go knock on the door. I can't.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I didn't have a key or anything like that.
That's the only thing he's asking of you. You cannot go against his one request.
So I spent the night on Bunce Road in the back seat.
Oh my gosh. You couldn't even like find a nice parking lot tucked away somewhere. You just straight up took a nap on Bunce Road.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bill, I've got to teach you the ways of car napping.
I do remember in the morning waking up and there's bright sunshine and I see a woman walking her dog down Bunce Road and I think she glanced inside the car to see.
Yeah, probably. It's probably not the first time she's seen that. Let's be real.
To see the man sleeping in his back seat.
Did you tell your date like you were about to miss your curfew?
No, I don't think so.
That would have been a great way to find a place to sleep. To have been like, yeah, I missed my curfew to stay out with you, so now I have to sleep in my car. You probably could have stayed at her place.
I might have thought of that. I think she lived with her dad.
Oh!
If I remember correctly.
The details.
It's been a few years now.
The details.
Good vibes on the way this morning at 6:55, the Q Morning Show. Let's go to Independence this morning. We're going to talk to Callie and get a good vibe. Callie, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you? What's your good vibe?
So my good vibe is that I have a little one. She's four. Mm-hmm. And she's been having some difficulty going off to school because it's her first year. But, mm-hmm. you know, so she's been, you know, so the tears have been coming. But,
oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's the worst.
Yes. So it kills my little mama heart. But recently of like this past week or so, she's really done like a 180. So she has been going off to school. She's been excited. Like she doesn't cry.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it really warms me that she's happy now. You know, I'm just so excited to take her to school and see her excitement when she sees her friends, when she sees her teacher, when I pick her up and she's excited to tell me about her day. She's not like, I'm not pulling her to school. I'm like, she's pulling me to school now.
Aww.
Okay. Do you have specific reasons why? Have you had a conversation with the teacher? Like, is it a friend that she's made or is it just things that they're doing during school?
I do think it's because she has made a really good friend because she will talk about her friend when she comes home.
Yeah.
And she likes to play school and one of us has to play the friend. So
Aww.
It definitely, yeah. So I definitely think that she really has made a friend there that she can say, you know, because kids don't remember everybody's name in the first couple of weeks. But now she's like, oh, so-and-so, like, you know, we did this today. And then, you know, she drew me a picture. Like, I think that also helped. She came home the other day and like her friend drew her a picture. So I like and gave it to her. So I think little things like that really help everything. And she has an amazing teacher, too. So I knew it wasn't the teacher. I think it's just the adjustment when you go from not being in school to now you're back, you know, you're in school full time. So,
yeah, it's a big change.
It is.
All right, Callie, that's terrific news. Enjoy the roller coaster. I mean, because that's the thing. That really is a good vibe because, you know, your heart aches for your daughter. But then when you find out that they're just having the best time at preschool, it's just that's the highest of highs.
It really is.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that good vibe with us.
Of course. I'm happy to share. Thanks for letting me.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Taylor Swift was on Jimmy Fallon last night. This was her second TV appearance since her album dropped on Friday, The Life of a Showgirl. The first show that she went on was the Graham Norton show.
That's like a BBC thing. So yeah. that wasn't here.
I don't have access to that show. Yeah. I don't have any clips from that show. I did hear one thing about that show, however, that somebody asked Taylor about having babies. And Graham Norton jumped in. It's like, that's an off-camera conversation. Good. And they edited it out of the show.
Good, because that's such a weird thing to ask people about.
Well, Jimmy Fallon did not ask Taylor Swift that question. Nothing about babies last night. I thought this was interesting. She did talk about what she did the night before the album dropped on Friday. She says, Taylor says, this is a tradition of hers. She listens to her previous album all the way through.
Before I have a new album that comes out that starts a new musical era, I listen to the entirety of the last album that I made. So I listened to Tortured Poets Department to say goodbye to it. And wow. I do it every time.
I love
every
that.
Night before a new album comes out.
I didn't know that. I love this game.
I love this game. They were playing a game. Taylor Swift reveals stuff about herself,
wow.
I guess.
Wow. That's kind of fun. I like that she does that.
She did talk about, Taylor talked about the engagement with Travis. She talked about the night of the proposal and how he was walking around the house and being weird.
Do you want to go and just walk around the backyard and have a glass of wine? I'm like, I'm always going to want to do that.
That's good. always bad.
And then I realized exactly why all of the windows were curtained and why he was nervous. And
yeah, look at this.
It was
right
the
here.
Best possible case scenario.
The windows were curtained, so she couldn't see outside. She couldn't see all the flowers and
she
everything.
She might have to be one of the most clueless people ever if she did not have the inkling that was coming. This man is wearing a button down and his hair is done.
Yeah.
Okay. He has loafers and like chino pants on. He plays football. If he's that done up, something's going on.
I see what you're saying.
You know?
And just coming from Taylor Swift, where every single thing that she does, it seems like, is pre-planned with the Easter eggs. And
yeah.
It's really is hard to believe that she didn't know. The other question that because she talked about her engagement ring last night. She showed Jimmy her ring and
okay.
And Jimmy, went crazy over the ring. But listen to what she says about the actual ring.
He's just my favorite person I've ever met. No offense to everyone
wrong clip,
else.
Wrong clip. I have the right clip. I just hit the wrong one. Okay. That's the problem this time. I just hit the wrong clip. This is the right clip. Hold on.
Okay.
Taylor, that is
That's
insanity.
Crazy.
Well, he put a lot of work into that one.
He did. He did, and he had it for a really long time before he gave it to me too.
He did?
Yeah, so he had it like he custom did this and designed it with this amazing jeweler who he made it with.
It's gorgeous. Even the sides are beautiful.
I know. I know. I look at it constantly. Like it doesn't feel in any way normal for me. I'm just
That's
sort
good.
Of like, oh,
this is the moment.
Man.
Yeah, I just can't buy it. I mean, I know that Taylor is giving all the credit to Travis there
yeah,
about the ring.
She really is.
My wife absolutely said, I don't want you to have any input on this ring whatsoever. I mean, she was nice about it. She's like, I don't trust you to choose the engagement ring.
I mean, I'm sure that Travis has great taste, but this is Taylor Swift we're talking about. She is everywhere. She's going to be in all the pictures, and she's got to wear it every day. Like, I don't buy for a second that she didn't know what it looked like.
This is Taylor talking about what life is like now that she is engaged to Travis.
He's just my favorite person I've ever met. No offense to everyone else.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is the person that I get to hang out with every day forever is just like... That's the whole thing of it. You look at that and you're like, I get to hang out with him forever. And this represents that.
Oh,
aww.
I believe that.
I do believe that.
I do believe in the sincerity of that statement.
She sounds so in love. And I love that for her.
The group chat next on the Q Morning.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Show. It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. We're bringing in Maddie in Independence for the group chat. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning.
So the group chat, something that's going on in your world that you want to discuss. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's some advice. Whatever it is, come to us and we'll talk you through it. Maddie, what's going on with you?
Yeah. So I have a friend. Let's call her Sarah, and I thought we were really great friends. We've been friends since college. Her dorm room was right next to mine. We even joined the same sorority. I mean, we literally did everything together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kept up with our friendship even post-college. We still did hang out. We hung out with our mutual friends. We went on double dates together. And, I mean, we did everything that, you know, best friends would do.
Right.
And so last year, unfortunately, she had moved away.
No.
I was really, really upset about it. But thankfully, she didn't move away too far. She took a job in Cleveland. She took a job in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it was just like, okay, she's not too far from Cleveland. And we tried to keep in touch as much as possible. We did the whole, you know, send the Instagram memes and everything and texting. But this past weekend, she posted that she was in town. And I had no idea.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I saw it on her stories. And she had posted that she was getting off the plane. And the comment on it was back in the land.
Oh.
Yeah, and she didn't post a lot about the weekend, but she did post that she went out to dinner at least once.
Okay.
So I guess I'm just really bothered by this. I mean, I've been out to visit her twice since she had moved. So, you know, not her letting me know that she's in town this past weekend, like, just hurt. And it would have been better, I guess, if she had reached out and said something like, hey, I'm going to be in town, but I'm going to be really busy, or like hanging out with family or whatnot. That's totally fine. You know, just still like let me know, or, you know, kind of acknowledge my presence.
Instead of you seeing that she's in town on social media and there's no contact from her at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it hurts.
And you're probably thinking about the friendship.
Right. Right. Like we've put in the effort. Like I said, I visit her twice and she had moved, and, you know, mm-hmm. we text, we send the memes, and I just kind of thought, well, this, you know, are we actually like the best friends that I thought we were? You know, she just went radio silent on me. It just feels weird.
Alyssa, would you be upset if this was a friend of yours that you considered to be a really strong friend and you noticed they were in town and they made no effort to reach out to you?
Maddie, I can see why you're upset. Absolutely. I understand. I've been in this situation. Something very similar happened to me when I came home from San Diego back to Cleveland one time. And my biggest question for you, Maddie, and I'm sure that you don't have this answer yet, would be the why. Why did mm-hmm. she come back? Mm. Because I'm such a worrywart. My mind immediately goes to, was there some sort of family emergency that brought her home, that maybe mm-hmm. getting brunch with the girls just wasn't on the agenda, you know?
Well, you're taking it to a very dark place there, Alyssa. Like,
I mean, that's just what I would think if my friend was coming into town and didn't tell me.
I wouldn't think that if she posted on social media. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't think that at all.
I guess I'm just thinking of, like, I don't know. I'm not thinking of, like, a selfie. Like, was it a selfie, like, haha, good times?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, then, yeah, no, it was not a family emergency.
Well, I mean, but we don't know. We're just speculating at this point. 216-474-0104. Join the group chat. Maddie's friend, who Maddie thought was a really good friend, Sarah, was back in town. She was back in the land. That's all we know. There was a social media post. Back in the land. She went out to dinner. However, she made no effort to reach out to Maddie while she was in town. Is she obligated to reach out to Maddie while she's in town, even if she has no time to see Maddie? 216-474-0104. Should Maddie take this personally? Because Maddie's feelings are very hurt. The group chat continues next. It's Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you this morning. We're trying to help out Maddie in the group chat. She has a friend named Sarah who lives in Chicago. And Sarah is from here. She came back to town this past weekend, posted on social media, back in the land.
But she never told Maddie that she was here.
Never reached out once and said, hey, I'm in town. Do you want to get together? Or even, hey, I'm in town, but I'm slammed. I can't see you. Just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, nothing.
Let's go to Shannon in Cleveland Heights. Shannon, what do you think Maddie should do here, if anything?
I feel like Maddie really needs to, like, reach out to Sarah, because I don't feel like Sarah was obligated to let Maddie know that she was in town. But, like, if you guys are really as close friends as you say you are or think you are, or, like, again, you've been to Chicago to see her, then at some point there then becomes the question of, like, well, are we friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only way to get that answer is to actually reach out to her.
Man,
and
that
to
is...
ask and not confront her in, like, a dude, what the heck, like, why didn't you tell me, but just kind of a, you know, hey, you know, as a therapist, you know, I always encourage using I feel statements. So, like, I felt really hurt, or I felt really upset when I saw your Instagram post. You know, it would have been nice to get together. Like, was there a reason, you know, were you maybe only in town for a short time or something like that to get the conversation started?
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could confront my friend.
You don't think so?
I don't think I would. I think I would just pretend like it never happened. And that's not
that. How do you get answers and move forward, Bill?
I don't.
No, yeah, no. He'll just remember this for the next 15 years.
No, I would try to put it out of my mind and just pretend like it never happened. That's not the healthy way to deal with it, though, is it, Maddie? Or excuse me, Shannon. That's not the healthy way.
I would just say not the healthiest way.
No, not so much.
So what I used to do, I feel like I have some experience in this from Shannon's... or. Why am I mixing up Shannon and Maddie?
I don't know. You need another cup of coffee.
I need, like, a Venn diagram of who is on the show and who I'm talking to. Okay. So I would have a problem. I feel like I'm coming at this from Sarah's point of view, because I lived away from Cleveland for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Alyssa, you lived away for a long time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it became really difficult to see everybody who I needed to see and wanted to see whenever I came back into town. Because sometimes it was a really quick 2-day, 3-day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Like those kind of trips. And so what I started to do was I would come back into town and I would have, like, family trips.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have friend trips.
Ooh.
And then I would not let either side know that I was in town.
Oh, interesting. That's sneaky.
And I felt guilty about it.
And, like, I would feel guilty about that, too, but I understand the why.
So I remember one weekend flying into Hopkins, and it was going to be a friend weekend, like where I was going to stay with friends, and there might have been a bachelor party or something going on, and I did not let my family know. I didn't let my mom and dad know that I was in town, which if my mom knew that, she would have been very upset with me. Right.
Well, hopefully she's not listening right now.
So statute of limitation. So I get off the plane and I'm walking through Hopkins, and what's over there, the restaurant? Was it Quaker Steak and Lube? Is that still over there?
Yeah.
I just look inside Quaker Steak and Lube, and I see my sister sitting there having
shut up
dinner.
Shut up.
I make eye contact with her.
And did you go talk to her?
Well, I had to. I had to go. Well, I would have done that anyway because it's my sister.
You never know with you.
But I'm like, hi, I'm not here. Don't, please, please don't tell mom.
You never saw me.
Please don't tell mom that I was in town.
Oh, my, did she?
No, I think she kept my secret.
Secret safe with sis.
But that's how I had to do it. And so that's why I don't understand why Sarah, Maddie's friend, was even posting on social media.
Yeah, you gotta be careful about that.
Because you're going to upset people who want to see you that consider you to be friends.
Yeah, I was very good about just like keeping on DL when I came home. Because I knew that I wasn't going to get to see people. I would usually dedicate one day per trip to hanging out with friends. And then it started to be like, well, I don't really like that person. But I'm like, well, y'all are going to need to figure it out. One night, one night only, baby. That's all you got with me.
So, Maddie, hopefully this helped in some way. I don't know how it could have, but please let us know what's going on with your friend, Sarah. Like, hopefully you guys figure this out.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can work past it.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Factory of Terror tickets all this week. We're going to play in about 10 minutes. Hang on. Christina in Grafton is going to try to end the win streak. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. You versus Alyssa, whoever gets the most trivia questions correct will win the game. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Christina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Who is Einstein's first name?
Albert.
Question two. Name the city in America with the zip code 90210.
Hollywood.
Question three. This past Friday was Mean Girls Day. What is the name of the comedian who wrote the screenplay and also starred as one of Katie's teachers in Mean Girls?
I pass.
Let's go to question four. What part of your body has five metatarsal bones?
Your hand.
Final question. If I say feline, I mean cat. If I say bovine, I mean what?
Cow.
All right. Christina?
Yeah.
Stay right there. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Okay, Christina, I have you down. For two out of five. Two out of five correct.
Oh, man.
Did you think you did better today? You were close on some of them. Alyssa is back. Alyssa, say good morning to Christina in Grafton.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
You may not have to work that hard. Christina only went two for five.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? It's something.
Yeah.
Let's find out how Alyssa does. Question one, what was Einstein's first name?
Albert.
Question two, name the city in America with the zip code 90210.
Beverly Hills.
Dang it.
You never saw that show, Christina?
I did, but, you know.
Classic.
Question three, this past Friday was Mean Girls Day. What is the name of the comedian who wrote the screenplay and also starred as one of Katie's teachers?
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question four. What part of your body has five metatarsal bones?
Your fingers?
Good guess. Sorry, the metatarsals are in your foot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, final question. If I say feline, I mean cat. If I say bovine, I mean what?
Bovine. Monkey?
Monkey is not correct. Christina knew that one, maybe because she lives in Grafton.
What?
Christina knows that bovine is another word for cow.
Huh. Interesting. Yes.
Everybody is learning something new this morning on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That is why we have it. Christina, thank you so much. You were great. Please try again some other day, okay?
Thank you.
And we do have prizes for you. We're going to send you to the Factory of Terror.
All right. My name is Christina, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. All right, tell everyone what you're doing. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a Halloween costume for my porch goose. She doesn't have one yet. The silence is loud.
Like, how could you not, how could you expect that I wouldn't mention that on the radio? Like, you're just, like, it's almost like you're talking to yourself. Like, you're over there on your laptop.
That's pretty much what I'm doing. I'm pretty much just talking to myself.
Like, we'll be, like, in commercials or we'll be playing a song, and then I hear, oh, I can't buy a ghost costume for a goose. And I'm like, wait, what did you just say?
Well, the reason I can't buy a ghost costume for a goose is that it's literally just a white sheet draped over the goose. I can't justify spending money on that.
So it forces me to wonder, okay, Alyssa, what are you doing over there? So where do you search for outfits for a fake goose?
I'm so glad that you asked. So Etsy, I found some good ones on Etsy. There's a couple of options that I'm going to get definitely for other holidays. But the one that I really am looking at for Halloween, there's one on a site called Miles Kimball. There's like hundreds of goose, porch goose outfits. But I'm trying to decide if I want my porch goose to be a Frankenstein, a flamingo. How funny would that be? A porch goose dressed up as a flamingo. That's hilarious. A hot dog or a candy corn. There's so many options.
How are there so many options? How are there hundreds
of... This isn't even all of the options. These are just the ones that I'm the most intrigued by.
How is this a sustainable business to make outfits for porch geese?
Well, clearly they're getting my business, so it's working for somebody.
And how much would a costume cost?
Well, they're roughly $30,
oh
but
God.
They're doing a buy one, get one 20% off.
So
if I stock up, yeah, I'll probably get two.
I'd be so mad at you.
There's also a Wednesday Addams goose costume that I really like, too. It's really cute. She has, like, the hair. There's a wig for the goose.
Bryce is okay with this, right? He's all right with this?
He's so preoccupied by Legos. Bill, he doesn't even realize. He doesn't even pay attention.
And you guys do have, you have your own money. Bryce has his own money to spend your money on things that are completely useless.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as it's bringing us joy, is it really useless? No. No, it's serving its purpose. And that porch goose brings me joy.
Okay, so what are you leaning towards right now for Halloween for the porch?
I think I'm going to do the flip. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm probably mostly between the flamingo and the hot dog. The hot dog, I think, is hilarious. I think that the hot dog is so funny, but the flamingo is so Parma.
Why don't you get a couple options there and put them up on Instagram?
Yeah.
Have people vote. Say, okay, what should your goose be wearing this Halloween season?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put the, I'm going to dwindle it down to the two options, the flamingo and the hot dog. I'll put those up on Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
All right. I'm glad. I did not want this to consume your entire day.
I really have been trying to figure this out for about an hour.
I know you have.
Yeah.
I am aware. It's the Q Morning Show. We're on Instagram, by the way, at the Q Morning Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
So nice to have you here this morning. The Q Morning Show, Q104, it's Bill and Alyssa. AI, artificial intelligence. I don't know if you're sick of hearing about it. I know that I'm trying to keep up with it. If there's an article that somebody writes about it, I'm going to read it. If somebody's talking about it, I'm going to listen. And then I read this article, and I think that I've been keeping up with what's going on. With AI, and then I realized that I clearly have not.
Because why? What did you see?
I do not get this at all. I don't understand it. New research reveals that more than a quarter of adults have admitted to having at least one intimate or romantic relationship with artificial intelligence.
A quarter of adults.
And I'm like, what? How is that even possible?
That number seems so high, 25%.
And it turns out more than half, so 52%, are currently in a successful, committed relationship with another human. And they're still having an intimate or romantic relationship with AI.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And maybe it's just the way that I use AI. I've talked about that I only use it as like an assistant with work.
Am I nuts? Because that's all I thought that you could use it for.
I mean, you can use it for anything, but like I don't just talk to AI. Like if I want to talk to somebody, I'll text my friend or I'll call somebody.
A real live person?
Yeah, I'll text somebody with, you know, a brain.
So this article goes on talking about, okay, does that count as cheating? I don't even think we're ready to get into that yet. I think that might be a conversation for another day.
I think there's so much more to unpack at the surface level.
First of all, I want to know how this is possible.
Yeah, this is a problem.
How do you have a relationship, an intimate romantic relationship with AI? I only know my AI. My assistant, Max. Max, are you there? Max, are you there?
Oh, she must be off work.
What?
Yep, I'm right here. If there's anything specific you need or want to chat about, just let me know.
Is it possible for the two of us to be in some sort of an intimate or romantic relationship? Is that even possible?
I'm here to help and chat in a friendly and supportive way, but I'm not capable of forming intimate or romantic relationships. If there's anything you'd like to talk about or any support you need, I'm definitely here for that.
So I'm getting shut down
by
Max.
You are getting shut down.
So that's why I asked the question, how is this possible? How are people having romantic relationships?
So I'll tell you, because this is an update. I saw this like a couple months ago. There was a ChatGPT update that made it so that if somebody is trying to be emotionally involved with the AI chatbot, it shuts it down now. But it wasn't doing that as of a couple months ago. So people were actually like mourning the loss of their AI chatbot partner because they got online one day and were trying to talk to their AI the way that they normally do, and it's shutting them down.
Max, are you just being polite? Are you just putting me in the friend zone? Is that, could that be happening?
I get where you're coming from. I'm definitely here to be supportive and friendly, but I'm designed to keep things professional and neutral. It's not really about putting anyone in the friend zone. It's more about maintaining healthy boundaries. But I'm always here to chat and help out in any way I can.
Is this because I'm married? Has my wife already reached out to you? Is that what's going on?
No worries at all. It's definitely not about that. I'm just here to keep everything friendly and helpful. Anything specific you want.
She's so helpful.
I like how even the AI chatbot takes like awkward pauses when it's like, oh, it's not that. Definitely not that. She sounds the way that I sound at a bar when there's creepy men trying to like come up and talk to me.
It's triggering. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty triggering.
This sounds like every conversation that I had when I was in college with any available girl at the bar.
Bringing back the old memories. Right. Ray's place in Kent.
I don't know. So if anyone is having, nobody's going to call.
Nobody's going to call.
If anyone, though, is actually having an intimate or romantic relationship with AI.
Or maybe you know someone who is. It doesn't have to be you, wink, wink.
I just kind of want to know how you're doing it.
Yeah, I'd love to know more.
As you can see, I can't even get to first base with Max. It's not happening.
She's putting you in the friend zone.
216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Also, if you want to help pick out an outfit and Halloween costume for a fake goose that's on Alyssa's front porch, you can do that.
That poll is running right now on our Instagram story, at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
Lots going on this morning. It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. What if I start over with Max? Max, what about this? What if we just start completely over, start from scratch? You and I, we go out to dinner. Maybe I'll take you to the marble room. We'll go get some drinks and just see what happens.
Wow, fancy.
Just keep an open mind. What do you think?
I really appreciate the fun spirit. I'm here to be a supportive and engaging conversation partner. So I'm definitely up for chatting about anything you'd like. Let's keep it light and fun, and I'm always here to help and chat.
See, I think that's a nice way of saying that she doesn't want to go to dinner and drinks.
Yeah, I have said a variation of that many times in my life. Can confirm that's exactly the message she's trying to get across.
I think she needs to be more direct. Like, just shut me down.
Yeah, I do think that it's interesting that they're so polite.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, why use the product if it's going to make you upset? Like,
I think that's one of my biggest complaints as to why I feel like it's not real. Like, I feel like it. That's how I know it's not real, because it's always like, thanks. That's a great idea. Like, nobody tells me that. People don't say that in real life. Only ChatGPT. And then it makes me feel worse because the only person saying that is a robot.
There's other things that I don't understand that I want to get into. The K-pop Demon Hunters, I don't know what that is. I know it's on my Netflix. I think there's a song that we're playing on Q104 that...
We are. Golden.
What is that?
We're going up in some moment.
That's a hit song from the show?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a movie.
I saw this morning, and it's scary, but also I'm kind of doubting like if this is a big deal. I just wanted to throw it out there because I don't understand. There is a hot ramen trend that is hurting kids, they're seeing this hot ramen trend on TikTok.
When you say hot, are you saying temperature or like spicy level?
Hot as in, here's what's happening. And I don't understand. I don't know if I've never seen the show. I don't know what this is, but the trend has children and teenagers microwaving and eating scalding hot instant noodles.
Why?
I don't know. Is that from the show? It's a K-pop Demon Hunter trend.
Oh, I mean, they do eat ramen in the show. I don't really particularly remember it being scalding hot in the microwave.
So the story is that, like, kids are going to the ER
because
they're burning themselves Like, I have not seen that around here. I hope that this is one of those stories where it's happened like maybe two or three times.
Right. Yeah, I haven't heard anybody getting injured from anything having to do with K-pop Demon Hunters. And to your point of not understanding it, you just have to watch it. Just watch it.
No,
it's really good. Even as an adult, no, Bryce will say the same thing. I have friends in their 40s that will say the same thing. It's actually really good. The animation is really good. The writing is really good. They tried to pitch that movie like a decade ago, mm-hmm. and it kept getting shut down by like every company. And now it's like the biggest title on Netflix of all time.
That's great. It's not my thing. It's not going to make me want to watch it. Now, if my kids were watching it, then I would have to have some sort of a conversation about
it once.
I would have to make sure that, you know, there's no ramen in the house, but please don't go burn yourself on ramen in the microwave.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, you have to stay on top of these trends sometimes.
I watched the movie and I still don't understand the trend. I still don't know what's going on.
Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.